We're on page Kuf Tes. Last time we learned the first piece, we discussed the idea that during davening, a person is going each step of davening, coming closer and closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And in Bar Shamar, we spoke about entering the Ulam and the Heichal. So thanks to the Ezra Snoshim part of this year. Thank you. We have a copy of the picture of the entrance to the Ulam and the entrance to the Heichal. Ulam means hallway. Ulam is also a wedding hall. It's called an Ulam. It's interesting that in both Hebrew and English, the same word is used. The hall is a big wedding hall, is a hall. And the small hallway in which you enter a place is called a hall. I don't know why it's that way in English, but in Lashon Kodesh it's that way because of the Ulam and the Beis HaMikdash. The Ulam was at the same time an entrance way, like a hallway to going into the Kodesh, to the Heichal. And it was also a extraordinarily large and tall room in and of itself. Now you can see here that the shaded part are very thick walls. They look like very thick walls. They actually, the walls contained within them chambers. The walls of the Ulam had storage areas. Of the Kohanim, each Kohen had a place to store the Shechita knives and the different utensils they used. And the Heichal actually had a double wall with its own walkway. But the Kedusha was in the Ulam and in the Heichal. Now, at the end of our talking last time, we read that the Ulam entrance was 40 amos high, and I questioned that because I remembered from the Gemara in Erevin that the tallest doorway in all of Tanakh is 20 amos high, not 40 amos high. So the answer is that Rav Schwab is right. The entrance to the Ulam was 40 amos high. And the Gemara in Erevin is also right. The tallest doorway was 20 amos high. Because the Heichal didn't, the Ulam entrance did not have doors. There were no doors to the entrance of the Ulam. When Levium walked into the Heichal, there were doors. So if you look at the Ulam, the entrance from outside into the Ulam had an entrance way, but curtains, no door. The Heichal entrance were doors. They were 20 amos high doors. I told you last time, really gigantic doors. The doors are about 35 feet tall. I mentioned this building is less than 35 feet tall. So imagine a door as big as the building, just a door, and two doors. And the doors had to be opened by the Levium every morning. So the Ulam entranceway was the biggest entranceway, and the tallest doorway, the doors, was the entrance to the Heichal. Okay, so having straightened out this, what we're going to describe is that Psukei Dezimra is like entering the Ulam and the Heichal. Kriya Shema is like walking through the Heichal, as we're going to see. And being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Shemana Esrei. That's the image that Rav Schwab presents. Okay, having cleared that up, on the bottom of the first column of page Kuf Test, we get into the language of Baruch Shomer. Chelek harishain, chelkai harishin shel Baruch Shomer, hu bi'ur shem ha-mefayrash. We begin by blessing Hashem, havaya Baruch Hu, vafa b'shesagva ha-hakara b'shmayiz barach, me'asag ha-shum nivra, even though explaining God's name is beyond us, v'les ma'shava t'fisa be'klal, and the Zaya says that we don't have an understanding of the Metzias of God. This is mine forever. It's spelled Lamed Ayin Lamed Mem. Loshen Haloma. God has a hidden name. We have permission to try to understand, despite our limited understanding. If you're like me, you never bothered counting. But it's 10. There are 10 explanations in Tanakh of Mitzvah Seiz Baruch, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those 10 expressions, he's going to go through them one at a time. They're explanations of our understanding of God. It says in the Torah, Parshas Va'era, Hashem introduced himself to the Jewish people by saying, Ani Hashem. Interesting. By Shema, we hold the four tzitzis. By Baruch Shamar, we hold two, the two front tzitzis. Sheyesh ben tezay in chutim, vasorik sharim. They have 16 strings and 10 knots. Shabiyacharev sachav vav, which totals 16 and 10, 26. Kaminyan shem havaya. It's a yud is 10. Hey, 15, vav, 21, and the last hey, 26. Shereichelik harisha shushvasu, biyashma yizbarach. And the fire business is Shem, achas lachas. He's going to go through the 10 expressions in the beginning of Baruch Shamar, which I'm assuming are the same for Sfard and Ashkenaz. I don't know about the Sfardim, but Nusach Sfard, Nusach Ashkenaz, Baruch Shama Vayayay, Lam Baruch Hu, Baruch Eisev Reishis, Baruch Eim Avayisev, Gezer Mekayim, Baruch Merchem Eloras, Baruch Merchem Elabriyas, Baruch Sham Sechotei Lureya, Baruch Hai La'ad, Baruch Haim La'netzah, Baruch Poidem Matzil, Baruch Shemai. So we have 10 Baruchs, 10 expressions of praise of Hashem. I want to add here, we had seen once from Rav Hirsch that the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are expressions of the midos of Hashem. In other words, when we say, for example, Hashem, Hashem, Kelerech HaPayim, Rav Chesed Vemes, the names of Hashem don't identify him. It's not like a person or an object. The name identifies the object. The name of Hashem identifies his mida. Every one of God's name is a mida of Hashem. So he's called Hashem Rachum. It means Hashem is Rachum. Or any of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we use, we did this when we learned Talmud Devarah. We were learning about the Yud Gimel Midos, that every one of the names, it's not Mitzyusa Yisbarach, it's not God's existence, which we don't understand, but it's the way Hashem reveals Himself to us. And that is the what we're going to learn about in the 10 expressions. The 10, we start from Bereishis, and we go through the ways that we understand whatever it is we understand about Hashem. Now, anything revealed to us about Hashem, generally speaking, is a midah that we're supposed to emulate. You say Hashem is Rachum, Keler Chapayim, so we're supposed to be that way. God holds off anger, we're supposed to hold off anger. So every midah of Hashem is a midah to emulate. When we learned this, when we were learning Talmud Devarah, Dr. Babbage was bothered very much. Remember the kasha he asked? Kaddish Baruch Hu is kel nekamas Hashem, God takes revenge. There are certain attributes of Hashem that we don't say that we were supposed to emulate. So I found then that both Rav Schwab and his Pirush HaChumash, Rav Huttner in a few places, it discusses this. The short version of what Rav Huttner brings to the Maral is that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is a shayfet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges. To the degree that certain midas of Hashem talk about God as a judge, so we say God is noikem, so to speak, God judges. If a human being is appointed to be a judge in the court, so he's supposed to emulate that. But the rest of us, our job is not to walk around judging people. And therefore, those midas of Hashem are not up for, for example, by ordinary people. Okay, that's the idea. It's really an excellent midah to get used to just not judging people. Someone comes and tells you, you know what he did? If you have the attitude that you're just not a judge, so what's it got to do with me? Unless he did something to me. It's got something to do with me. But as far as judging people, it shouldn't be.
Says, if I'm right, Kel Kamos Hashem, Kel Kamos
very good. So it's in which you're seeing Hashem as a shofet is a kel nekamos Hashem. Okay, let's learn the first few of the 10 pieces of Baruch Shamar. The first thing we know about God is that He created the world. Baruch Shamar v'ya olam baruch hu. Blessed is He who spoke and with that created the world. of Baruch Hu. Shabaruch Hu, in brackets, Baruch Hu Siyum HaShvach. Baruch Hu is not a separate Shvach, it's an ending. The first time that we recognize God, God created with the 10 Amoris. I created existence. Kedisa b'michilta reish parshas ve'era v'yedaber l'kim al-Moshe v'yemer alav ani Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Ani u'shamarti v'haya olam. Yud kei vav kei means haya v'viyah. God created existence. Hashem spoke and with that created the world. So that's ani Hashem. V'cheinu Omer ki hu amar v'yehi. God spoke and existence came about. Shloyes Hashum Mitzius. There was no existence such a bar. Maimer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shetia. V'gam Kiyam Abriya B'chol Rega V'Rega Hu Al Pi Dvar Hashem Mahava Isai. And all of existence is based on God's word. K'moy B'Diburei Shel Adam. Now listen to this. Just like when you speak, Lo Yhoisa Amila Lo Kaidem Amirasi V'Lo Yachreha, the word doesn't exist until you say it. And not afterwards. While you speak, the speech exists. Chol mitziusa rek b'shas dibure. Kem b'chol mitziusha nevrash nesava. Adem amra kadish baruch hu. Kol kiyum atoli ak v'rak b'dibure yisbarach. All of kiyum is totally in God's word. Kaidem adibu la'achrav i'evshe shetia kayemes. The word exists while it exists. Kem kol ha'imed o'imed tamid b'dvar Hashem nitzav la'aylam. Obviously, he's saying here has a lot of depth to it. It's a little hard to run through it. He says right here, So I'd like to try to explain it in a sort of a more down-to-earth way. What he's saying is, we call it Bar Shamar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words create the facts of existence. I want to compare it, if you'll be happy with the comparison, to Reb Chaim. In the beginning of Masechtas Kedushin, there's Reb Chaim, and Baruch Beh brings in the beginning of Kedushin. When a person gets married, in order to effectuate the marriage, he has to do two things. He has to place a ring or place money into the hands of the kala, he's mekadesh bekesef, and he has to say, "Hariyat mekadesh shesli betabazu," or "Kadesh meshu Yisrael." If you're Ashkenaz, so he has to do two things: he has to give and he has to say. Now we normally understand the saying is just a way of explaining what you're doing, but the Gemara says. In other words, if a man and woman are standing, and the lady says, okay, when you give me the ring, I'll be married to you. And he gives her the ring, then I'm married. The man has to effectuate the marriage. Ki yikach ish isha. Now, I would think, not for Reb Chaim, no, Kedushin is giving the ring. Words, you just have to know what you're doing, so you have to explain. You don't really need words. Yeah, if you had telepathy, you could do it that way. Do you need words? No, you just need words as a practical matter. So Reb Chaim says no. The words are part of the Chalos HaKedushin. The words make the Kedushin Bichal. That's Reb Chaim's Yisayid. And that's why he says, Nosen Hu V'Amru, he is no good. Not only that, the Beis Yosef says, if she says, when you give me the ring, I'll be married. He says yes. How do you say yes in Hebrew? So I've pushed a long time that Cain is modern Hebrew. It's not Hebrew is Hain. The Beis Yosef says Hain. Beis Yosef says, if she says, you give me the ring, I'll be married. The Beis Yosef says, Afilo Omar Hain. Even if he said yes, they're still not married. He doesn't mean because you should have said Cain. He said Hain. Hain means yes in Hebrew. I think so. When Mashiach will come, we'll see what language he'll be speaking. says, Hain is yes. Haimer al Hain, Hain, Valav, Lav. Good. So, at any rate, but then my point is that the Chalois HaKadushin is with Amira. Without Amira, it's not Chal. Without expressing it, it's not Chal. It's very interesting. In business, there's no man and woman. There's no kika chishisha. There's the buyer and the seller. It doesn't matter who explains it. But in kedushin, in business, if I sell you something, so you're giving me money, it doesn't matter if you hand the money to me or if I take the money from you. Or even if you put your money sitting on the table, you say, take it. And I take it. By kedushin, the man is supposed to be the active one, ki kachishisha. He's supposed to give the money to the woman, put the ring on the woman's finger in our case. Dibur? What?
Where do you see dibur is required?
Okay, so Reb Chaim's biur, he doesn't see even the pasuk, but he sees it from numerous gemaras. The easiest gemara for me to mention is the gemara of Nosanu Varmrahi, that dibur is part of the kedushin. The chalois kedushin happens through dibur. Now, I mentioned this, it's a legal thing. It's a legality that in Kedushin, he has to be the one that's doing it. Now, whether everyone agrees with Reb Chaim or not, is not the issue. Reb Moshe once did it was Masad Kedushin, and the Edim told him afterwards, we didn't hear the Amira. When the Chassan said to the Kala, we didn't hear it. And Reb Moshe said, it's okay. So Rav Bruce, the Rosh Yeshiva in Beis HaTalmud, went over to Rav Moshe and started telling him this Rav Chaim. So Rav Moshe said, I know Rav Chaim, but it's not Lahalach. On the other hand, the same thing happened with Rav Palm, who's Masada Kedushin, and the witnesses said they didn't hear it. He made the Kala give the ring back, and the Chassid make a Kinyan, and made them do it again. I asked Rav Palm, you have to be Chayshish for every Rav Baruch Be'er? He said, no, but it's a Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim or Chayshish. But my point is, whether it's halacha or not, is a dispute. But I mean it as a marshal. In marriage, according to Reb Chaim, there's a legality that the Amira has to come, is it part of the Kedushin? What Rav Schwab is saying about creation is the same thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through his Dibur. Baruch Sha'amar V'Hoyah Olam. God through Dibur created the world. So we understand that dibur is what gives life, what gives a breath of life to the world. God's speech. The speech is really, it shows rutz, shows desire. He's going to say that afterwards. He says that Amira is really ritzoi. It's really agreeing to something, wanting something. When you say Hariyat Mekudesh Yisli, you're showing your rutz. That's what speech is. Speech shows what the person is thinking. If you want to fool somebody, you say something else, but then your rotzen is to fool the person. But speech shows the intent of the person. So the world was created through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention, so to speak. And that's the first way we see Hashem. In other words, we don't see God. God is not visible. So we see Hashem through His actions. And Baruch Shama go through the different ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself to us. So number one is Baruch Shamar V'Hoyah Olam. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying and creating the world.
Maybe that's the part. The Kedushin is a creation. That's why you need.
That'll be very nice to compare.
That's why you need the Dibur.
It says the marriage is, you become a Shutuf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Riyas
Olam.
So it's very nice. It's very nice. And so that's the Baruch Shamar V'Hoyah Olam. Let's just skip down to Beis. I want to cover Beis. Baruch Isa Bereshis. What Hashem did that first moment when He created the world, He's constantly creating. We understand that Hashem is constantly creating the world from moment to moment. Quantum theory says, if you understand quantum theory, constant. That's very interesting. We understand that matter exists because of motion. In other words, the way scientists have explained, the solid table is not really solid. It's really our imagination. Really what's happening here is there's a minute amount of mass, and there are electrons or whatever subatomic particles are spinning around it at such a fast rate that they're always there. And it feels like a solid table, but it's not solid. How do X-rays work? X-rays go between the holes in the table or in the skin, and that's how they get to your bone. The idea of energy constantly being part of creation was originally written by the Maharal, way before man, the animals understood. But he doesn't write it in the physics sense. He writes that it's the energy, kaviyochel, that Hashem puts into the Bria every moment that lets it exist. And he uses the expression that if it stopped, everything would collapse. And the idea of collapsing is the way scientists talk about it today. That if the energy were to come to an end, that the whole Bria would collapse into a small mass. I don't know about a black hole, yeah. Some sort of black hole. So Baruch Oseh Bereishis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly creating Bereishis. So Baruch Omer V'Hayah Olam, for tomorrow morning we understand the first two. The first Amira and Baruch Oseh Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly creating Bereishis.